What up, what up? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And welcome to the Nyx at 6, where I'm your host every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. And today I got some fantastic things I've built for you. I'm so excited for my playlist. It's all that 2000, that feel-good kind of love kind of songs that I super-duper love. You know, that R&B with Usher, those kind of things. So I got an exciting playlist for you guys tonight. And of course, some exciting news, some exciting new things. The holidays are finally coming up. The weather is finally getting cooler. Things are finally getting into the holiday spirit, you know. Thanksgiving's already this week. And break's coming up. School's almost done. Thank God. I cannot wait till school's done. So I'm excited for you guys to have you guys in for today. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And let's slow things down for a little bit with some Destiny Child with a classic. One of my favorites, Cater to You. This is the
that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fire, sing you a song. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Want a foot rub, yeah. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you know me away. I got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the ain't nothing tear us apart. You all I want in a man. I put my life in your hands. Got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Wanna take the stress away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word.
I'll try it.
I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up, remain the same chick you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home late, tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. This love you need to give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you,
boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you know me away. I got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Yeah.
And that was Catered to You by Destiny Child. I love that song. Such a slow jam. That's from the old time, from when they were still together. And I was actually wondering the other day, like, what happened to the other two old Destiny, those other two Destiny Childs. So I wonder what's going on with their lives. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And right now I have the segment of Girl of the Week. So for my senior thesis project, I wanted to interview and find local empowering influential women. So for this week, I have Jane Winter. She's a totally awesome lady that I got to meet through... I got to meet through a reference here on campus. She was totally cool, totally awesome. I'll let you guys hear my interview right here, radio.dominican.edu. So this is my interview with Jane Winter. This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and I have a special guest with me for my Girl of the Week. I have Jane Winter. She's the executive director of YWCA of San Francisco and the Marin, and also the former associate vice president of the advancement at Dominican. So first off, Jane, how are you today?
I'm great.
Okay, great.
Happy to be here.
Oh, I'm excited. So first off, tell me about what you do.
Well, as executive director of the YW, I am the public face of the YW, so I do a lot of speaking. I meet with a lot of people out in the community. I spend probably about 30% of my time fundraising. Mm-hmm. I spend about 40% of my time working with the board, and the rest of my time is overseeing the entire agency and being the public face. But here in Marin, our signature program is the 50-plus employment support program for women. Mm-hmm. And you're on the other age, end of the age spectrum, and one of the things that you may not know is that when a woman who is 50 years of age and older becomes unemployed, she represents the hardest demographic to re-employ because she faces ageism and sexism in the hiring process. So we're really proud of this program because Marin is the most rapidly aging county in the state.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to be all great hair soon, except for the Dominican students. So it's a great program and very successful, and we are starting to work on putting it into a replicable format so that other YWCAs and other nonprofits around the country can duplicate the program.
How did you get this position that you have today?
Well, interesting enough, earlier in my career, I was a serial entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I owned four different businesses, and I sold my last business in 2001. Mm-hmm. And I was too young to retire, didn't make enough money on the sale to fully fund my retirement. But I didn't want to own another business. And I really wanted to go into the nonprofit world.
Yeah.
My first job, my foray into the nonprofit world was Dominican.
Oh, okay.
And I was hired initially. I was really fortunate enough to have met Denise Lucy and Francoise LePage at a dinner party. And at that time, Fran was working on NCUR, the National Conference for Undergraduate Research, and Dominican was hosting it. And this was a really big deal for Dominican because it brought about 2,500 extra people on campus. We actually had to suspend classes for 3 days in order to accommodate it. Yeah, the students loved it.
Yeah.
So I was brought in as the conference director to manage all of the logistics of it. And Fran and Dr. Sibdas Ghosh, who was head of the Natural Sciences Department at the time, really worked on the content. And it was really successful. That project led to a number of different projects, and pretty much I was almost working full-time as a contractor, and I was fortunate enough that Dr. Joe Fink asked me to join the advancement team.
Oh, okay. So you went to DU, then you went to the YWCA?
I had one stop in between. I was the vice president of philanthropy for Women's Initiative for Self-Employment. So we worked with low-income women to start their own businesses.
Oh,
so
cool.
You can kind of see that combined two things.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Cool, that's cool.
But I wanted to be number one again.
Oh, you know, you wanted to be the head.
I wanted the big C. And really, really happy. I mean, the YWCA is an extraordinary organization to work for. And this is a really, really, really fantastic position for me to be in until I retire.
I know you guys also have the Marin Women's Hall of Fame. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the Marin Women's Hall of Fame is going to be celebrating its 28th year this spring. And it was founded by six women back in 1987. But interestingly enough, there were two organizations that were really instrumental in helping get it off the ground. The YWCA of Marin was one, and then the Marin Women's Commission was the other. In the second year, AAUW, the American Association of University Women, which has actually just started a branch on Dominican's campus.
They
got really involved in the second year. So we bought the Hall of Fame in its 25th year, and it had been, quite frankly, it had been on decline. We have really worked hard to revitalize the Hall of Fame, and we had an extraordinary class that we inducted last year, and we'll soon be announcing our 2015 class that has been selected, and it's really a fantastic class as well.
So how do people usually get nominated for that, or how do they get?
We have a very robust nomination process. We do a lot of community outreach. The nominations are online, and we limit it to a six-week nomination process. So we got about 20% more nominations this year. Obviously the name and the reputation of the Hall of Fame has really improved, and it was very, very difficult for our selection committee to narrow it down to four living inductees. We always had the possibility of inducting a posthumous, so we did not select one this year.
What's that?
Someone who's no longer alive.
Oh, okay.
Posthumous. So what we decided to do was we're honoring the Marin Rosies. And do you know what the Rosies
are?
Okay, well, a lot of people know Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. So the Rosies were the women during World War II that worked in the wartime factories. Here in Marin County, there was Marin Ships, and then also over in Richmond, there was the Kaiser Ship building.
Is that why
building.
There's like a street or something named after her? Down by Richmond, like before the Richmond Bridge, there's like a Rosie.
Well, there's a museum there. There's the Rosie the Riveter Museum, which is a fantastic museum. It's free of charge, so you should go over and take a look at it. If you go Friday afternoons, you'll actually meet some Rosies.
Oh, that's Friday afternoons? Oh,
yes,
that's cool.
But one of the reasons why we're honoring the Rosies is that they really opened up the American work force to women in a way that it had not been open before. And women just never went back into the kitchen after that, after World War II. And so most of the living Rosies today would be in their late 80s or even into their 90s. There are many that are no longer with us, so we decided this was, you know, we needed, if we were going to do it, we need to do it now. Exactly.
So that's going to be happening this year? Is the first time you guys are doing it, or you guys done it before?
Yes, well, the annual induction is on March 26th out at Peacock Gap in San Rafael. And so this will be the first year that we're honoring Rosies.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah, those women deserve a lot of recognition.
They do. And they're characters, you know. you can imagine, you know, a woman who was handling a riveter or doing welding.
Yeah,
you know, that
people think that men can only do. Yeah,
that
of course.
That changed them.
Well, that's pretty cool. How has your job affected your lifestyle?
Well, I tell people that I'm on the YWCA happiness diet. First of all, I've lost a lot of weight. And, you know, I'm one of those people that I eat for comfort. The fact that I am so happy at the YWCA has kind of helped naturally take off some weight. The YWCA is an extremely supportive environment for women, and it's really liberating. So it's really easy for me to have, like, work-life balance in this job.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. I've also been able to combine a lot of personal interests that I have with my job.
How can others get involved with your organization, with the YWCA, the Marines Hall of Fame? How can people get involved with that?
Well, we have a number of ways that we work in particular with Dominican. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be looking for a student intern to work on a project that is building a new coalition of radical feminists. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be looking for a student to help us with that. And we also have a lot of volunteer opportunities. So you can just, you know, go on our website and look on the volunteer part of it or the internship part. Reach out to us and we'll get back to you. And our website at URL is www.ywcasf, like San Francisco, -marin.org.
Okay, that sounds good. So that is it for today with my girl of the week, Jane Winter. So thank you for coming in today.
Well, thank you, Nikki, for having me. I really enjoyed it.
It was such a great interview. This is DJ Nix here at radio.dominican.edu. So that was my interview with Jane Winter. Again, she's executive director for the YWCA, and she's one of the directors of the Marines Hall of Fame. So she was an awesome lady to meet. She gave me a couple good names too. These awesome ladies that I get to meet around here in the Bay Area. She does so much stuff, and I can't, like, she's so awesome. And the fact that she wanted to be number one has inspired me the most. That what she said during her interview was that, you know, she had jobs where she was a vice president, where she was, you know, under somebody, but instead she wanted to be the top person. So I guess I have to say that was the most inspiring thing that got to me from her, that even though she had a good job, she had a good stable position, she wanted to be something more, you know. She wanted to be that top-notch name. So girls, if you want something, don't settle for less, always settle for the best. So next up, for this next up song, we got some John Legend with Save Room. Since it's cold, starting to get cold, got some lovey-dovey songs for you guys. So this is John Legend with Save Room.
Bye-bye tonight. Say you'll be mine just a little.
And that was Save Room by John Legend, one of my favorite artists of all time. So coming right up, I have my Hate It or Love It of the Week. So Black Friday's ready this Friday. And I don't understand why it's Black Friday still, because there are some stores that are opening on Thursday, like at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. or something like that, and people don't even have time to eat dinner. Like, what is that? So should it be called Black Thursday or Black Thanksgiving? I don't know. But seriously, I've worked retail. Working retail sucks. So if you think about working retail, do not work retail. So here's, but I do got a list for you crazy shoppers out there already. So at Best Buy, they open at 5 p.m. Yes, 5 p.m. What time is dinner? 5 p.m. So people are literally getting to eat Thanksgiving dinner at home. They have to eat it while they're in line. But they do have both in-store and online sales. They have a Panasonic 50-inch 1080p HD LED TV for $199. Regularly $499. And they also have an Apple MacBook Pro 13.3 inches for $899. And they are regularly on sale for $1,099. So that is a very good deal for an Apple MacBook Pro. And so there's Old Navy's entire store is 50% off. So I love Old Navy. If you're stocking up for the winter, make sure you go to Old Navy. They have a bunch of scarves, a bunch of jeans, a bunch of sweaters that are so worth it and literally will last you forever. I have some jeans that I've had since like my freshman year of high school, and they're still in good shape. So yeah, Old Navy is definitely a place you have to stop by during Black Friday. And Target opens at 6 p.m., which sucks for both the employees. It sucks for the employees, too, because, you know, you guys, you know, consumers are out there. It's a consumerism world. But people still have families. People still have things to do with them. So it sucks that some of these people have to work at Thanksgiving. But Target opens at 6 p.m. They have Beats by Dre for $97, which are regularly $169.99. And they also have some Element Electronics 29-inch 1080p HD LED TV for $79, which regularly sell for $179. So TVs are always on sale during Black Friday. And now there's also Cyber Monday too, if you guys can check that out. And next up, for the Hate It or Love It of the Week, I have more shopping news. So according to Reuters, in the online shopping for Walmart has confirmed that it'll enforce a price matching policy in all its U.S. stores that applies to prices from Amazon and other retailers. So just in time for this busy Black Friday season. So that means buyers will be able to purchase various items from any of Walmart's roughly 5,000 stores across America for the same prices they're available from Amazon online or in other retail stores. So a lot of things on Amazon you can literally get for 99 cents, like, what is it? There's some other things that you can get for pretty cheap on Amazon. So if Walmart's trying to put the process too, I mean, they're gonna get a lot of people. Amazon's pretty much the place people go to nowadays. Say, I know when I look for case like iPhone cases or something, or a case for my phone, or some medicine, or just something easy that I want to grab. And I'm willing to wait for, because seriously, sometimes they ship things from China or some other outside country, so it takes forever. So Amazon does become an easier, cheaper place to get. But now that Walmart is enforcing these new prices, who knows? Maybe this will be successful. Maybe it won't work for them, because then again, you don't have to pay for shipping either, you know? So maybe this will work for Walmart, and maybe a lot more people. I mean, who doesn't go to Walmart unless you don't have one in your town? But this seems like a good idea. Hopefully this actually works for them, because Amazon really does have some low prices. So please be safe for Black Friday. You know, it's great for sales. Actually, Thursday, actually. Please be safe for Thanksgiving, whether you're going home, whether it's you're shopping in the evening. Please be safe, because a lot of things go down Black Friday. And for the last Hate It or Love It segment of the week, I have, there is a new app. So a new messaging app released and that displays every letter you type and every letter you delete to your text, to your message recipient in real time, which means there's no hiding your mistakes or expressed opinions. So you know how you're on your iPhone and you see someone trying to text you and you see the dot, 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 dot. And sometimes they stop, either they backed it up or they erased it and they don't want to say what they said or something like that. You know, you see those dot, dot, dots. But this new app, known as B Messenger, is the closest you'll get to having a verbal conversation in a messaging app. So according to its Google Play page, users in a conversation see each and every keystroke as they happen. So everything you type, they'll see. You know, whether it's something like you misspelled a word, or whether there's even spelled a word, or you know, you're trying to send them deep, heartfelt message, but you don't want to send it yet. You know, it's one of those kind of things. So in addition to displaying letters typed in real time, the app arranges messages according to the exact moment when they are sent. So say if your friend is typing and you text them while they're still typing, the app will cut them off and display your message in the middle of the sentence, sort of approximating what's it like to blurt something out while your friend's talking in a conversation. So my best friend does this to me all the time. I'm talking, and we're talking in person, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And then she just interrupts me with a whole different story. I'm like, oh my God, like you really just saw what I was saying. So this is, the app actually does that to you in a text rather than, you know, you text your thing and another person texts their thing. It stops you from texting and lets theirs what they're trying to say first. So I don't know if that's a nuisance or not, but that's pretty interesting. I mean, it really is getting more, text messaging is really getting into more what's it really like to talk to someone. You know, iPhone has a little walkie-talkie thing. I like the walkie-talkie thing. So conversation is getting a lot more easier and they're finding many different ways so you don't have to face each other face-to-face. I mean, it's pretty cool and it's pretty bad at the same time, you know. But it's in handy. It comes in handy. So that is it for my hate it or love it of the week. That was a Black Friday sales and Walmart changing their prices and the new app called Be Messenger. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And coming right up, I have with another classic. This is Ludacris of Pimpin' All Over the World. And next up, right after that, I have your clown of the day. So this is a funny clown of the day. I think you guys would enjoy this one. So again, this is DJ Nyx. Come right up. This is Ludacris with Pimpin' All Over the World.
But I'ma start at home when I see a girl I like. I walk straight up to her and I'm like, hey girl, how you doing? You are the woman that I'm really pursuing, and I would like to get to know you. Can you give me your name? If you jot down your number, you'll get mine in exchange. Hey, see, I'm the man of this town, and I hope you wouldn't mind if I showed you around. So when you go to certain places, you'll be thinking of me. We got people to meet and many places to see. Hey, I'm really digging your lips, but be careful where you walk and when you swinging them hips. I'm kind of concerned that you'll be causing a crash with your traffic jam booty heads pausing so fast. Hey, I wouldn't trade you for the world, I swear it. I like your hair and every style that you wear it, and how the colors coordinate with your clothes, from your manicured nails to your pedicured toes.
Oh yeah.
The fancy
cars, the women in the caviar, you know who we are. We're pimping all over the world. The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are. We're pimping all over the world.
You hear the song, so dance. Don't always think I'm trying to get in your pants. Cause see me, my pimpin's in 3D. I'm taking you places you only see on TV. Trying to show you how you live in this trife. How many guys you know could bring the Travel Channel to life? One day we on the Autobahn swerving, driving. Next day we in the sun on the Virgin Islands. If you with me, ain't no time to sleep. Especially in Wet Willie's on Miami Beach. But I'll drop you off and pay you no attention. If I make it to Atlanta's Browner Brothers convention, then jump in the car and just ride for hours. Making sure I don't miss the homecoming at Howard. Hawaii to D.C. is plenty women to see. So if your ass don't show up, it's more women for me. Hey.
Oh, yeah. The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are. We're pimping all over the world. The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are. We're pimping all over the world.
I'm in New York at the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
parade. Then at night I'm in New Orleans drinking hand grenades. Outnumbered by the dozens at the Jazz Fest. And Mardi Gras, all the women trying to show me they chest. Hey, I'm in Jamaica spending massive bucks, while the ladies are begging me to mosh it up. I had sad beginnings when I rap with no fans. Now it's all happy endings on my lap in Japan. Hey, to think that it was way too cold till I went to Canada and saw some beautiful, beautiful. Now I hit the caravan every year in Toronto, then fly to Illinois and get a taste of Chicago. Oh, yet and still, you wouldn't believe your eyes if you went to Brazil.
But we're the best.
Ain't man. No need in even asking, bruh. The best women all reside in Africa, and that's real.
Oh, yeah.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are. Cause we're pimping all over the world. The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are. Cause we're pimping all over the world.
Sing it, sing it.
And that was a Ludacris with a Pimpin' All Over the World. Coming right up, I have the clown of the day. So, it's fall. There's a lot of people, you know, corn mazes, harvest festivals, things like that. So, in the Sacramento area, there's the largest corn maze in Dixon. So, it has over 63 acres, has 9 miles of trails, and over 400 dead ends. So this corn maze has mazers, maze goers calling 911. So it's even worse than that. It's even worse than the Triwizard maze they had in Harry Potter. I mean, there's no Voldemort waiting at the end to kill you and all, but I mean, 400 dead ends, that's pretty scary. So here's a little clip I got from CBS for you.
Supposed to be a fun family adventure, but this corn maze outside of Sacramento, California is so puzzling, so confusing, that some people just can't figure out the way out, ever.
So I have Kevin on the line. He's advising he's stuck in a corn maze.
We can't find a way out.
I don't know what to do anymore. We've been in here like 4 hours.
Yes, those are 911 calls from people stuck inside the maze.
So CBS Sacramento first reported on the corn maze when it opened for the Halloween season. So each weekend, they brought visitors to the attraction, and at least one phone call to the police was reported. So the police officer there, Cooley, just said next year people should grab a map before heading in. So it's pretty funny. You have all these people. I mean, it's pretty scary though. A maze, there's no way out, and you're pretty much stuck. All you see is grass and corn everywhere. So check that out. That's it at Dixon, California. It is still open for visitors. But make sure before you go in, please take a map. I actually been in one of the, there's a pumpkin patch near my hometown. I don't think it's that bad as 400 dead ends. But it is pretty big. It's been on the Travel Network, and it's one of the best corn mazes too in America. So it's pretty fun. I actually like corn mazes, and I take the kids around, and the kids usually find their way out. And they usually have those stop signs. They have, if you have a map, there's like, if you have a map, they have posters or just sign like little pinpoints where like, hey, this is where you are. Find this question, find this answer. Here's a question. So they have little places where you can finally, we can tell where you're at. So if you're planning on going to a corn maze, take a map, because you really would be stuck. And like seriously, 9 miles of trails. Oh my God. Think how much days, like how long it'll take you. I can't even run a mile, but walking through 9 miles of corn, no, that does not sound fun at all. So make sure when you head into a corn maze, take a map with you. Coming right up after this, I have your Harley D breaks and then your dirty talk of the week. So what celebrities are doing what this week? So first off, this is Harley D with her Harley D breaks.
Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3 minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. A shocked student was left furious after discovering her Facebook photos had been stolen and used on a sex website. 20-year-old Grace Marr found that 3 of her images were used as a promotional offering Hot Horny Singles. Grace, an English language undergraduate at Aston University in England, discovered after a friend of her mother's contacted her after seeing the images while surfing the internet. If you're gonna commit a crime, at least have the cojones to own up to it. 26-year-old Joseph Wance placed a $107 order for pizza, breadsticks, and soda for what he said was a party last Tuesday night. The delivery man arrived at 10:30 p.m. and rightfully became suspicious because he saw no cars or sign of a celebration. Wentz allegedly put a BB gun to the head of the Pizza Hut worker and stole all the food and cash he carried. The suspect and another person later told police they witnessed the robbery and that Wentz's cousin was the gun-toting culprit. On Wednesday, Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies responded to a disturbance at Wentz's residence. Police took Wentz in for questioning, and the pizza delivery man identified Wentz as the culprit in the previous night's robbery. According to a police report, Wentz said he blamed his cousin for the robbery because the two looked alike and he wasn't the only one going down for this. He now faces charges, including robbery with a firearm and aggravated assault with a firearm. Police in Florida encountered a man wearing a jacket and a bra and riding a bicycle in front of a bank and prevented customers from using the ATM. Fort Pierce police asked Gregory Hunden to empty his pockets, and though it got him into trouble, the 33-year-old allegedly agreed. Out of his pants came a pair of women's undergarments, a crack pipe, two needles for drug use, a pill bottle, and brass wool, according to the Offbeat, which recently obtained the November 3rd arrest affidavit. Records from the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office says Hendon faces charges of possession for drug equipment and resisting an officer without violation. Bond was set at $15,500. 29-year-old Jamie Brown stole a fish tank from a hardware store in Leeds, England in August and made a run for it, but soon after had to be rescued by police and emergency personnel after he stopped to urinate in a bush, and that bush had a wasp's nest in it. I'm Harley D signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.
And that was Harley D with a Harley D Breaks. So coming right up, I have some, what do I have for you guys? I got some classic P. Diddy. I told you guys I'm hitting it with some 2000 R&B hits today. So it's P. Diddy. When was the last time P. Diddy made a song? So this is P. Diddy with I Need a Girl Part 2, featuring Marion Winans, Leon, and Genuine.
Just that bounce right here.
So that was Harley D with the Harley D Breaks. Coming right up, I have another classic for you. This is P. Diddy. Yeah, when has P. Diddy made a song? Like, recently, actually. So this is P. Diddy with I Need a Girl Part 2. And if you guys don't know this song, oh my God, please know this song. This is one of the classic R&B 2000, late 90s kind of R&B songs that could get a party started. So again, this is P. Diddy with I Need a Girl Part 2.
Come on. Time to move on. Time to be strong. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. That's what
someone
I need.
Someone to truly understand, yeah. How to treat a man
really. Dirty me, believe again. If you happy, then be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now, yeah. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5'5" with dimples, potential wife credentials. Know about the life I'm into, life I've been through, and how I had a trifling mental. So ride with me, G4, fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me, die with me. White Beach Saint, fly with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand why. Yeah, take that. Come on. I say now, come on, mom, been a whole day now. I wanna lay round and sip colada, dipped in Prada. I'm smooth as Eric Estrada, dipped in dollars. We out in Vegas, Nevada, bubble bath in a champagne glass, about the size of a campaign ad. You don't know how you look to me, but if love was a crime, you're a crook to me. Cause mommy, I done been around the world, seen a lot of places, been around your girl, believe I read faces. I could tell she don't want me to prevail, but I learned my lesson watching Sean stressing.
So why listen to her and start guessing? Mommy, you ain't ready to ride to start dressing. I need a girl, receive my mom's blessing. Confession, my love, no contesting. I need affection.
Listen, I need affection. Let's go, man.
Girl, what the hell is on your mind?
Yeah.
I could be done, but I'm not blind.
Come on.
There's something leaking in your mind.
Put your mind back.
Don't look too good for you and me. Always get it weak. That ain't what I need, baby. Is a pretty woman next to me.
Yeah.
Oh, please, baby.
To share the dreams that I believe.
I need a girl in my life.
Maybe we can start a family.
Start a family, baby.
Someone to truly understand,
baby.
How to treat a man. Shine forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Never mind the weather, go somewhere and get our minds together. Build a love that'll last forever, so let's stop the pain, stop the rain. Put stress to rest, girl, stop the games. Name the spot, mommy, I got the plane. Road too rough, I got the rain. I got some things, known to put rocks and rings. Push 100-foot yachts and things, your man don't play. Have you ever been to San Jose or seen a brother play a mandolay? Girl, I wanna just look in your eyes and watch the sun. Sunrise. No more lies, no more tears to cry. No more reasons for leaving. You, I believe in. Love you to the day
this
I stop
is what
breathing.
I need.
I love you, girl. Come on.
Yes, I need a pretty woman next to me.
Next to me,
to share the dreams that I believe.
When I wake up in the morning,
maybe we can start a family.
I wanna see a pretty face.
Someone to truly understand.
Sacrifice.
To share the dreams that I believe.
And maybe, maybe we
someone to truly understand.
And that was P. Diddy with I Need a Girl Part 2. Coming right up now, I have the Dirty Talk of the Week. So this is pretty funny. I actually like this. If you guys haven't watched Parks and Rec, it's on NBC. It's about a Parks and Rec department in Pawnee, Indiana. Sounds like the most boring show in the world, but it's one of the most hilarious shows on television right now. Actually, they're going into their last season next year. Next February, it's supposed to premiere, so hopefully it's really saddening that they're going to end soon. But one of my favorite characters on the show is Ron Swanson. He is played by Nick Offerman. He hasn't been in a lot of movies yet, but he has a recognizable face, like, oh, you mean that guy. So he always has a stern look. He has a stern look about him. He's very serious. And he's a very serious man in the show. But seeing his interviews and stuff, he's such sweet spirit. He's very kind-hearted. So he actually did a little commercial short on Conan. So everyone loves emojis, but what if you can actually have an emoji in physical form, you know? So say you have that smiling face emoji and you can actually see it and it's in your hand, you can give it to someone. So in Parks and Rec, he plays a woodsman. He plays that he can make chairs, that he loves wood, and he's really good at crafts and stuff. So he's actually really a woodsman in real life. So he does make canoes. He has his own business, like you can buy his own stuff online too. So on Conan, he wanted to do a little short on his awesome woodwork and mixed up with pop culture. So here's a little clip I got for you guys from the show.
Hi, I'm Nick Offerman. You might know me from the hit show Parks and Recreation, and your spouse knows me from his or her sexual fantasies. I think it's time we got back to a more old-fashioned, more personal, more American way of communication. And that's why I'm proud to introduce my new line of handcrafted solid wood emojis.
They made a convincing argument to get back to a more old-fashioned way of communication. So in this fake infomercial, he's selling these solid oak emojis. Yeah, straight up from a tree kind of emojis. So these solid oak emojis are handcrafted and is about a foot in diameter and weighs about 14 pounds. So apparently, if they were on sale, they would retail for $29.99. So here's another clip I got for you guys from the scene, from the commercial.
Hi, I'm Nick Offerman. Just carry the emojis you want to use in a large industrial sack, along with the necessary tools. Then find the person you want to communicate with and literally build a personalized emoji message in front of their eyes.
So instead of, you know, you text message someone, you put the emojis to make a sentence or something. Now you can actually, supposedly, if these things are real, you get the emojis, say you want to put I love you, you get an emoji that's in the shape of an eye, and you get the emoji shape of the heart, and then like the pointing sign. So he has all these cool fake emojis that he made with wood. So it's pretty funny because it's using what he actually does in real life, what he does on the show, into something into pop culture, and something that's pretty funny, something that, wow, why isn't this made, or it should be made? You know, someday maybe it will be made. Maybe they have like emoji masks and things like that. So maybe these solid wood things would be a possibility someday. I'm pretty sure people will buy it for $30. That is not that bad for these kinds of things. And for the next Dirty Talk, I have Solange's wedding. If you guys have yet to see the picture, please look it up. So Solange recently got married. If you don't know who Solange is, she is Beyonce's younger sister. She's also an artist. And she, you know, they had that big baffle with, you know, the Solange beating up Jay-Z in the elevator. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. And she was kind of looked down like, whoa, what the heck? I can't believe Solange did that kind of thing. She really did, like, swing at him. It was pretty crazy. But she had this classy and beautiful wedding. And everybody was talking about these pictures. If you guys have not seen the pictures, they are beautiful, beautiful, and beautiful. So there's this one picture with Solange standing in front, and everybody is dressed in all white. She has all her girls in the back, so she's standing in front. She looks very happy. It's a very serious picture, but all these ladies are looking fabulous in these dresses, fabulous in white. So there, she's just standing there, very just elegant, very royal. And it's like, wow, I need to take my wedding pictures like that. So they're really, really good. And she had, you know, there's videos of her and her son from her first husband. They had a little dance routine with a song by No Flex, you know, the song No Flex Zone. And she also had people, you know, she had fireworks. This was in actually New Orleans, so a lot of people were down the street partying and stuff like that. So that actually looked like a great wedding to attend. Honestly, looks like it was funner and more entertaining than Kim and Kanye's wedding. People were happy. Those pictures are amazing, and she looks a lot happier. So again, she's married to Alan Ferguson, so she just recently married. And congrats to them. I'm excited to see, you know, her music, everything she brings out. She's such a talented person. Like, if you think Beyonce's talented, look at her sister. She's just as talented as her, but totally a different kind of music than Daisy. But she is just as great as Beyonce. I mean, yeah, she's just as great as Beyonce. That's a lot to say, but she really is. So next up for your Dirty Talk, I have, this is a funny thing I found. So I'm a big Breaking Bad fan. You know, I love Breaking Bad. I love that show, and I love all the characters, whether it's Jesse. I love Jesse. That is one of my favorite shows. I don't watch dramatic shows, but Breaking Bad was honestly, I tell everybody, if you want to watch a show on Netflix, you have to watch Breaking Bad. And so far, every person I told to watch it, yeah, they loved it as much as I do. So this is pretty funny. If you haven't, there's also the movie Frozen. I love Frozen too. And my siblings, you know, those songs are very, very catchy. Once you get home from the movie, you kind of want to learn the songs. And literally, like, we went to the movies and we came home. My dad ended up having the movie burnt from his friend. So we ended up watching the movie again when we got home from the movie theaters, from watching the movie the first time. So a lot of songs are really, really catchy. So someone did a mix of this Breaking Bad and Frozen remix kind of parody thing. So it's pretty hilarious. I got a little clip up here for you guys.
Ah! I'm the one who knocks. Jesse, do you want to build a meth lab? Come on, let's go and cook. I never see you anymore. Come out the door, let's make our product by the book. We'll make lots of money, just you and me. We'll stack the cash up high. Do you want to build a meth lab? A rolling RV meth lab.
No way, Mr. White.
Just one try.
So this video is so funny. It's actually animated, but the voices they picked, the scenes they picked is so on point to the storyline of the show and of the song. So the lyrics is pretty, actually goes with the lyrics goes with the show, what they did in the show, and it goes with the Let It Go song. So look that up. It's Breaking Bad, a Frozen version. So it's pretty hilarious if you haven't seen it yet. Again, that's Breaking Bad, the Frozen version. Says, I actually do miss Breaking Bad, and there's a new show coming up. It's Better Call Saul featuring, it's about Saul's life during all that time they were with him. Because I remember during the show, he was always like, oh, I know a guy. And then be like, oh, can you do this for me? Okay, let me find a guy. And he's always like, oh, I know a guy that knows a guy. So it's pretty cool to actually see who these guys are and to bring the Breaking Bad family back, because it's such a great cast. And that was a really, really well put show. Oh my gosh. Every episode had a different turn. Every episode, it's like, oh, dude, what's the next gonna happen in the next episode? Like, I literally binge watched that show for like a day. I would finish like two seasons maybe in like 3 or 4 days if I had the time. So yes, if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, you're totally missing out. So watch Breaking Bad. Even though it's over, it's still a really good show. So next up for this study talk, I have another little kid kind of thing. So this is One Direction. So my sister's a big 1D fan, so everything they do, I pretty much know what they do. I'm sitting in the car, whether it's me by my, whether I'm by myself, or you know, I'm just somewhere else, and I hear this song, and I'm like, why do I know the lyrics to this song? It ends up being a One Direction song. Every single One Direction song I know because of my 12-year-old sister, 13-year-old sister, because she's such a big fan of them. Talks about them all the time. Literally, all she does is send me pictures of One Direction. Like, you literally look through her text messages, it's just pictures of One Direction. So I have to get her on that Beyonce hype sometime soon. So this was pretty funny. They were actually guest out on Sesame Street, and they did another remix for their song, What Makes You Look Beautiful, one of their first hits they did. So this is One Direction on Sesame Street. Here's a little clip for you guys. So they did a little ABCD kind of thing for each letter and stuff. It was pretty cute. Those dudes are actually getting really, really, and really more good looking as time passes. So they stay looking good now. And they're actually coming to the city next year. And my sister said the concert was pretty bomb. They had fireworks after every song. So even though I've actually seen their movie, the One Direction movie, God, these boys are such dorks. But they do have such a good heart, and they don't let this big, like, honestly, they're one of the biggest boy bands in the world, and they don't let this fame get to their head. So it's pretty good to always see these guys always humble, always thanking their fans, and always keeping it real with themselves. And, you know, that's pretty cool. You don't see a lot of stars nowadays like that. So for now, I got your new artist of the week. This is, again, Beyonce, sorry. And I know I talk about her a lot because I love her so much. She's amazing. She released her newest album, and this is her new song with 7-Eleven. So I'm pretty excited for this song. This is 7-Eleven by Beyonce. If you haven't seen the video, look it up right now. Look it up right now. So this is Beyonce with 7-Eleven.
Clap, 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 clap pink bikini, la bebo vida, that she can never do the edges, gang, sweating on my blowout, sweating on my prestige, trick about to go out, man, cause I'm so fresh, fresher than you, I'm fresher than you, fresher than you, oh.
So that was Beyonce with 7-Eleven off her new Platinum Edition boxes. So just in time for Christmas. So if anybody wants to get me a Christmas present, please get me that. So it includes the original 14 Beyonce tracks, you know, the surprise album that she just threw on everybody, and includes a DVD of the videos that she released with them, and also a DVD of 10 live performances from her Mrs. Carter World Tour. It's actually got a 10 and definitely life-changing. If you have a chance to go to Beyonce concert, I say go to the Beyonce concert. And the box set includes two photo booklets and a 2015 mini calendar. So the goods come in with more songs. So there's a bunch of whole new remixes on there. So there's Jay-Z and Kanye remixing Drunk in Love. That came out a few months after her album came out. It's actually pretty good too. There's a Pharrell remix of Blow. I haven't listened to it yet, but Blow is such a good song. And Blow's a good song. Everything on the album is a good song. And I love Pharrell, so I can't wait to hear that. And there's that Nicki Minaj and Beyonce fire remix of Flawless. That is so good. I heard that maybe like 2 months after that song released, because I didn't know what to expect. But dude, that song is fire. And there's also a remix of her version of Standing in the Sun by Jamaican dancehall reggae artist Mr. Vegas. And she also added two new songs, the one you just heard, which was 7-Eleven, and Ring Off, which is actually about her mother's divorce with her dad. So it's pretty good stuff from Beyonce. Like, what do you expect? It's Beyonce. So again, this is radio.dominican.edu, and you're listening to me, DJ Nyx, here at the Nyx Mix at 6. I'm actually signing off right now, so hope you guys enjoyed this semester, and I can't wait to come back for you with you guys same time, same place here at radio.dominican.edu, and I can't wait to show you what I got planned next. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. Have a good holiday and stay warm, eat along, eat some turkey, watch the parade, spend some time with family, because I cannot wait to do that. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu.